This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Starting out our political segment here, which is the second hour of the show, as you guys are aware, with a gentleman by the name of Ivan Elon. Ivan works back in Washington, D.C. He is a senior fellow and a director of an institute that, interestingly enough, is based in Oakland, California. It's a libertarian think tank. I'm going to let Mr. Elon tell you all about this first, then we're going to get into a little bit of his personal background working for national security. Tell us about the think tank first, if you would.
Well, attended by David Thoreau. He's the founder and president of the think tank, and I am in our Washington office, Washington, D.C. office. The main headquarters is in Oakland, California, but I do national security, defense, foreign policy, and presidential studies. And so that sort of lends itself to be in Washington rather than the rest of the people are out in Oakland, the main bulk of the people. So,
you know, the first thing that came to mind when you and I were talking off mic, Mr. Elon, is we were talking a little bit about the environment of Oakland, California, versus what I would think would be perhaps a bit of a more comfortable environment for libertarian folks. And I think you got my thinking turned around in a correct manner. Give a comment on that, if you would.
Well, our policy positions are libertarian rather than conservative. Mm-hmm. So on some issues, we agree with the liberals, civil liberties, law enforcement issues, defense, reducing the defense budget, foreign policy is not a completely partisan issue, but I think the liberals are a little bit more restrained than the conservatives have been over the last 20 or 30 years. Now, Trump is sort of changing that a little bit with his more restrained attitude, although we'll have to see what he does in practice, because he's sort of secretly ramping up some of these wars, and he's putting more troops in Afghanistan, and he also did the cruise missile strike against Syria. So we don't know what he's going to do, but probably the last 30 or 40 years, liberals have been more restrained overseas than the conservatives have been, especially the neoconservatives. So we might get some support in the liberal community for reducing the U.S. profile overseas and reducing the defense budget.
I was under the impression that that was probably one of the reasons I voted for Trump. And I have to say, as our listeners are aware, but just so I can set the record straight with you, I didn't vote for Trump the man. I voted for Trump the movement. I really wanted to see a change in the public sector. And unfortunately, I don't think that's happening. But I have always been under the impression that liberals, the George Soros of the world, the various newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera. I was always under the impression that they were really not isolationist, pardon my misspelling, but tough to pronounce that sometimes for me, but not the isolationist feeling that Trump really expounded, but they were quite a bit more in the last election, and certainly by, I think, Secretary Clinton's actions, I would say that they were probably pretty opposed to libertarian philosophy. Where am I wrong on that one, Ivan?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. I think it's the minority viewpoint of restraint overseas is in both parties, but I think there's a slightly bigger minority in the Democratic Party right now than the Republican Party, even with Trump. But Bernie Sanders, I think, was that sort of wing. He sort of agreed with Trump that there was too many interventions. Now, Hillary, I think, is a hawk, and you're absolutely correct. If she had become president, she would have been probably much more hawkish than Trump. Although, you know, when presidents get in there, they have one philosophy, and, you know, I mean, Thomas Jefferson was supposed to be a dove, and Madison were supposed to be a dove, and both of them got involved in wars, which their predecessor, the Federalist Party, George Washington and John Adams, sort of stayed out of. So you know, the rhetoric and the actions sometimes differ on these things. But and like I say, we're going to have to see what Trump does. But I think that in the last 30 or 40 years, I think the Democrats have probably been more restrained than the Republicans, at least in theory. Now, you get presidents like Clinton, who was, you know, Bill Clinton, who Hillary probably has much the same views. He was fairly hawkish, but I would say in a sort of liberal way, he got involved in many small wars, but kept it limited. Whereas in G.W. Bush's case, he unfortunately got involved in a big war that kind of got us bogged down. So the Democrats, the internationalist Democrats, tend to be for peacekeeping and nation building, and neoconservatives tend to be for democracy expanding and nation building. So you sort of get to the same place, but that's the majority of both parties. But I think there's a minority of both parties that are questioning that. And I think the Afghan and Iraq wars certainly have led to, you know, sort of a post-Vietnam, the same type of thing that happened after the Vietnam War. They said people said, well, you know, why are we there anymore? You know, there may have been a reason for it. And initially in Afghanistan, there wasn't too much of a reason for it in Iraq, but people were kind of tired of being there. So I think, the more people who are more restrained, I think, are gaining in both parties. But, going back into Afghanistan was kind of perplexing on Trump's part.
Well, I certainly thought it was perplexing. I was very surprised that he came out with that statement, and I happened to listen to the event where he announced that. It was contrary to virtually everything that he said when he was campaigning for the office, don't you think?
In fact, it was explicitly he said it many times, not only in the campaign but before that the Afghanistan war was a waste of time and money, and that the Iraq war was a waste of time and money, and that the Libya that Obama did was a waste of time and money and lives, and yet here we are, you know. So unfortunately, from the perspective of a foreign policy, you know, Steve Bannon was one of the more restrained people, and he's now out, and so now Trump is surrounded by these generals. And generals don't like to lose wars, so they will keep you in there indefinitely, which is why we say, the old saying, war is too important to be left to the generals. They do a wonderful job on the battlefield, but you got to leave the politics and the international diplomacy and that sort of thing to the politicians. And politicians can't get too sucked into the military viewpoint, because the military sort of has a vested interest in the wars that are already being fought. And we're fighting seven wars right now. They want to keep fighting. To me, we've been there 16 years. If you can't win it in 16 years, then you probably ought to need to pull out. But we're doubling down and going back in again, which is very perplexing. And it's not going to get any better. We had 100,000 troops in there in 2010, we didn't win. So I don't know what 16,000 is going to do.
I have no idea what 16,000 is going to do. You know, it's interesting. The Russians didn't win. Their predecessors didn't win, and we have no business being over there at all. I know Lou Rockwell is going to help us later on in the show with a couple of segments talking about what the U.S. is doing overseas. And I have to tell you, Ivan, I am totally, totally non-supportive of all of the U.S. actions overseas. I don't care if we're talking about Israel. I don't care if we're talking about Syria. I don't care if we're talking about Iran. I don't care who we're talking about. I mean, I am a libertarian through and through, and I have to tell you, taking part in actions in other people's countries is, in my opinion, totally ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break here. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Ivan Eland.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Ivan, you have had approximately 15 years of experience in national security prior to joining the Libertarian think tank. You have a lot in common, I would have to guess, with one of our other regular guests, Jim McKinney, who's a retired officer in Army Intelligence, boots on the ground all over the world. He was decorated by the Israeli government, decorated by Eastern European governments, decorated by other Middle Eastern countries. Pretty interesting guy. I know what his views are on national security. Based on your experience, tell us a little bit about your experience, if you would, and tell us what your views are on what we're doing around the world to promote national security.
Well, I think that the way I became a libertarian was not through reading philosophical treatises, but by watching government programs in action. I was in the national security community, intelligence community, as a monitor to the congressional, you know, overseer of the what they were doing in these agencies, both not only intelligence but military agencies. And very frankly, I began to first say, well, there's this wrong and that's wrong, and then slowly my thinking came around to be, why are we doing this at all? And then I realized that the government works much the same way, whether it's in defense or social programs or economic intervention. The various interest groups get involved, and what you do is you get a compromise that's often worse than what you would have if you had a pure policy of one thing or the other. So we go into all these places, and then we kind of forget, the bureaucracies kind of forget what their objective was, or the objective changes as it has in Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iraq. And, you know, we go into bring democracy or fight communism or whatever, and then we gradually becomes, well, gee, we got to find a way out of this thing. And bureaucracy is not really good at that, so we stick around far too long. And also, I think many of these wars, in addition to costing American lives, the lives of people in the country, even more lives there than our own, and then racking up, you know, what, $4 to $6 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan alone. You know, these things also caused blowback terrorism, you know, which we got on 9/11, and then which, of course, we did the exact thing that the terrorists were complaining about. We went into more Muslim countries and gave the terrorists even more reason to get recruits and, you know, money and everything from the Islamic community simply because they were, you know, fighting against the foreign occupier or whatever. So, so I think the war on terror has been pretty counterproductive, actually, and it certainly hasn't eradicated terrorism, and it's just cost a lot of money. And so, and I think one thing that conservatives and even some libertarians miss out on the fact that war is a crucial issue for small government, because the largest increases in government worldwide and in U.S. history have come wars, you know, like Social Security originated with Civil War pensions, even daylight savings time was created during World War One to save energy by the government. So you have all these government programs, you know, our healthcare system, where businesses provide the healthcare, which is kind of a weird thing, happened in World War Two because there were wage and price controls and there was a shortage of labor. So business started saying, well, hey, we got to attract workers some way, so we'll start giving them health insurance. So that's how our current system arrived. So many of these programs either started during wartime or got expanded during wartime. And when a big one is the income tax, it was created during the Civil War.
That's right.
Went away, then was ruled unconstitutional, and then it was ruled constitutional. And then in World War One, it became the primary source of federal revenue.
Sure, method of financing.
And then in World War Two, it became went from a class tax on only the rich people to the mass tax that we have. And they also had the withholding, which was very pernicious because people don't realize how much they're being taxed. So warfare leads to lots of taxes, and it's not just taxes to pay for the war, it's taxes. Now we have this income tax that's funded this huge government that we have, and that was able, it was a big enabler in government expansion. So, you know, if you really want to look to the advent of, you know, big government in the United States, I think you'd probably look to World War One. Everybody tends to look towards the Depression, but that model started up again after World War One because of the management of the war enabled many groups, like, for instance, farmers. They said, well, you know, gee whiz, we made a lot more money when the government was, like, supporting our prices during the World War One. So, you know, that carries over to peacetime. That's one example. But do you have many other government programs and government intervention? I mean, during World War One, the government took over a lot of the economy, which was the first real war that that happened. Even the big Civil War didn't do that during the 1800s. So, you know, that transferred over to the Depression, where it was brought back. Many of the agencies were brought back, and the people who manned the agencies, headed up the agencies, were brought back for the Depression. And then, of course, that model continued even bigger in World War II. And then pretty soon we had a huge government that was 44% of the GDP. And, you know, now we have a government that's about 40%. It went down a little bit after the war, but now we're back up to that, you know, total federal, state, and local governments. We're about 40% of the GDP, I think. And that's, you know, that's traditional European standards. So, you know, over time, all these wars have led to big government. And we think conservatives are for small government. Libertarians are for small government. Well, they really ought to examine the war issue, because that's the key to it all.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I've seen some interesting statistics about, in terms of the deficit, I've seen some interesting statistics about what's happened under conservatives versus what's happened under liberals. You know, it's really kind of interesting. They both are at fault. Ivan, we've got 1 minute left here. Tell me real quickly, what do you think about some of the events that are going on in society right now with the violent protesting? Any comments on that?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of our, after wars, we have traditional turmoil. After World War One, we had the Red Scare. We had the immigrant, you know, lockdown and the immigrant 1924 law that really constricted immigration for the first time in the U.S. history generally. After every war, we have the, like after World War II and during the Korean War, we had the second Red Scare with McCarthy and that sort of thing. And so I think when you see violent demonstrations and societal unrest with Vietnam War, we had a lot of protests and, you know, both racial protests and the protests against the war. So I think the recession, Great Recession, and also the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, I think that's contributed to the social unrest that we have now, and also the polarized politics as well, because, you know, these things do have effects. And a lot of times we don't put our finger on the effect. That's one related to the other, but it does have an effect.
Absolutely no question whatsoever about that. Mr. Eland, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, after the commercial break, going to be right back with Lou Rockwell. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics, joining me in the final two segments, one of the most important and influential people in the world of politics. Lou is the founder and former president of the Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama, well-known author, good friend of Jeff Dice. Jeff Dice actually is the president of the Mises Institute right now, a frequent guest on our show. And Lou, I got to tell you, it's a pleasure to have you join us. Thank you so much.
Al, it's great to be with you.
Got a question for you, my friend. You put out a missive entitled The Decline from Democracy to Tyranny. We were talking a little bit about that off mic. You're pretty opinionated on that. I have to say that when you're talking with Al Corlin about that, you're preaching to the choir, as you know. Let's talk about what you mean by that.
Well, this is something that, of course, the ancients have pointed out, there seemed to be an inevitable trend from democracy, the ancient Greeks, from democracy to tyranny. And if one were to look at, I think, the greatest book ever written on democracy, Hans Hermann Hoppe's Democracy, the God That Failed. It's one of those life-changing books. I can't recommend it highly enough. You can get it at the Mises Institute or Amazon or any place like that. Hoppe is an extraordinary intellectual, and he shows why really democracy is the worst form of government. Now, that's shocking to people. But he points out that it's not a coincidence that in the 20th century, the first fully democratic century, we had by far the worst wars ever to have happened. We had by far the worst examples of atrocities and tyrannies and concentration camps and all the unbelievable, the gulag and what Mao Zedong did, what Hitler did and so forth, all of whom claimed, by the way, a democratic mandate. And also why the wars were so much worse. For centuries, we'd made gradual, slow progress away from just killing everybody in the way Genghis Khan used to do it. And we saw this let's say, talk about the first Manassas, the first battle of the Civil War. People from Washington came out with picnic lunches to watch the battle. Because in the tradition of really the classical liberal tradition, wars were what had become what Mises called soldiers' wars. In other words, these are wars of soldiers against soldiers. They don't go after civilians, which is, of course, a war crime. But with the method, with the ideology of democracy, it's felt that everybody in a country is part of the government. Under monarchy, everybody knew that people were separate from the government. The government was something they were living high on the hog, and they were you couldn't hope you were going to become king. Whereas, of course, every kid is told in America you can become president. Well, you of course that's a lie, but it's the kind of propaganda that goes on. So it's felt that everybody can be killed. It's why today, in the wars that America wages and other countries too, it's far more dangerous to be a civilian than to be a soldier. I mean, it's the people, the massive numbers of deaths and woundings are of civilians, because everybody can be killed because they're part of the government. And anyway, it's been horrific. So with democracy, as I mentioned, in the old days, everybody saw the monarch as somebody separate. And when he was coming to you for more taxes, you knew that's those guys. They're going to spend it on their palaces and fancy carriages and so forth. And there was a real opposition to paying more taxes. Once it becomes democracy, why that's we're the government. And we hear it with all these with the typical questions that are asked. Should we go to Mars? Well, you know, we're not going to Mars. I mean, that's the government. Mm-hmm. Should we go to war against some poor country X and kill another million people? Well, that's not we. It's the government. It's so important to separate yourself. We're not the government. Unless you're part of the government, you're not the government. Indeed, you're a victim of the government for the most part, because still we have a situation, even despite all the democratic propaganda, that there are a minority of people who are the net beneficiaries of government and the vast majority of people who are the net taxpayers. John C. Calhoun called the first group the tax eaters, mm-hmm. and everybody else the taxpayers. So we have the tax eaters are in charge, and there's very little opposition to government growth, because the government is, after all, it's we're the government. No, you know, of course we're not the government. Government is a separate, predatory, looting, killing operation. Murray Rothbard always called government a gang of thieves writ large. And indeed, that's what they are. These are people who we're taught in all the government schools that things that would be highly immoral and criminal for us to engage in, when the government does it, why, it's perfectly okay. So we can't kidnap somebody, but they can draft you. Mm-hmm. We can't steal our neighbor's money to spend on stuff we think we know better than he does, but the government can do that. So it's we can't go and we don't like people in the next town. We can't go and kill them. Government, however, can feel perfectly free to go kill people in another country that Americans know nothing about. Americans know nothing about Iraq or Afghanistan or Yemen or how many wars are they waging now or threatening to wage? So many people killed, such vast expense. And, of course, a lot of people make money off war. Well, for most of us, it's a ripoff. Mm-hmm. For the minority in charge, they make the big money from war.
I would have to say, just kind of not really changing the subject, but getting off just on a little bit of a different tangent. We've got about 3 minutes here in this first segment left to talk about this. But, you know, I think Eisenhower summed it up pretty well back in the early 60s when he was talking about the dangers of the military-industrial complex. I'm of the mind right now, Lou, that all war is based on one simple word, and that is called profit.
Well, I think that's exactly right. It's about money, and we have a vast, I guess we'd have to call it today, the military industrial security spy complex. But it's vast. It's why everybody does so well around Washington, D.C. I don't know if people, I don't recommend going to Washington, D.C. It's a very creepy place. But if you ever do go there, this is a very rich place. These people all live high on the hog in the suburbs around Washington, are some of the richest places in the world, and they're all employed by the government or by companies that work for the government. It's all entirely parasitical. It's non-productive. In fact, it's anti-productive. Makes the rest of us much poorer. Has cost the lives of millions of people. A million dead in Iraq. How many dead in Afghanistan? I mean, I don't know. They keep killing these people who've never done anything to us, but we're supposed to hate their guts because the government tells you to hate their guts. And then we wonder why maybe people in the rest of the world don't think that much of us anymore. There was a time when Americans were admired, were welcomed, and if only as spenders, as tourists or whatever. But these days, we find ourselves, and it's again because of democracy. They shouldn't assume that just because we are an American, we agree with the American government. Mm-hmm. But of course, that is the assumption, and it can even sometimes be dangerous. So very bad and a very sad thing that's happened to this country, and it's getting worse every day. I mean, this is not just something that has now stopped. They're satisfied with the amount of power and money that they've got. They'll never be satisfied until we're just all a bunch of serfs on their plantations.
The road to serfdom. Anyway, having said that, I want to talk a little bit about this in the next segment if you have an extra few minutes here while we take
a break. Of course.
We're going to take a commercial break here real quick. But before we do that, I want to say that what I would like to chat about with you in the next segment is where our society is going today. You know, I supported Donald Trump. Don't hang up. I supported Donald Trump simply because, even though I didn't respect the man, and to this day I don't, but having said that, I thought it would be time for a change. I thought that some of the guys in the quote-unquote Budweiser T-shirt crowd would finally get their way and hard work, et cetera, would finally start to pay off. I thought that would really happen. You know what? I'm afraid I was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, after the commercial break, going to be right back with Lou Rockwell. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Lou Rockwell. Lou pointed out, and I think very succinctly and very accurately, exactly what the status is of what's going on in the USA today vis-a-vis the public sector. What I would like to talk about is some of the current events that are going on that really frightened me, Lou. You know, this morning the Antifa folks came out and said violence is necessary in our society today. Some indications were given of some potential major violence that could occur this weekend yet again in Berkeley. We've had major violence in the Seattle area. Being from the Northwest, I'm pretty familiar with this stuff. Major violence going on in Portland. I mean, we're talking about situations that are terrifying. I don't see this stopping. Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, of course, I think it's a horrendous thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't make this up. I remember the day that Clinton, that's Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. Started to bomb Serbia. And on that same day, there was a White House conference on decreasing violence in high schools. Mm-hmm. And Clinton gave a talk saying, look, kids, we don't resolve disagreements by beating each other up or by shooting each other. We have discussions and we try to work things out peacefully. And meanwhile, the bombs are dropping on this country that, again, never did anything to us. Mm-hmm. And they're killing people. Mm-hmm. So, there's so much the U.S. government is such a purveyor of violence that it sets, how shall I say, a very bad example. So the Antifas, I'm sure they think of themselves as just in that tradition.
Yeah.
And maybe they are in that tradition. It's a very bad tradition. On the other hand, those of us who don't believe in a peaceful society, we don't believe in aggressing against others. We don't believe in acting like the government, which of course kills how many million unborn babies every year. I mean, just to take one thing the U.S. government does, so it has a bad effect.
I could go off on that subject for half an hour at the very minimum. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So we have everybody is used to violence being employed by the government. After all, we have, this is a place that if you fail to pay your parking ticket, they claim the right, if you resist sufficiently paying the parking ticket, to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what is that? I mean, and of course, if a private company wanted to do that, everybody would be horrified, and rightly so, and it wouldn't be allowed. The government is, as Murray Rothbard said, a gang of thieves writ large, and it's based on violence. So the Antifas, who are a monstrous left-wing group, and in fact, my next book is on why the left is what we really have to fear, and ever since the French Revolution, mm-hmm. has been the source of all the worst stuff. And by the way, Hitler was a leftist. He wasn't a rightist, despite
right.
what the communists say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we have we have a bad situation. On the other hand, there are people who are opposing Antifa. I must say there are some analysts who think that the government would love to make the left as violent and rotten as they are, as typified by Antifa. Would like to have the right do that too and bring about violent, bitter fighting, at which point the government would have to step in and erect a total totalitarian state to stop the violence. So who knows whether George Soros and all this company have that sort of thing in common. But really, to initiate violence, this is the best way, to understand libertarianism. You can't initiate violence. You cannot initiate coercion. You can't rights. You're not so. But that's, of course, the way of the government to hit you in the head with a baseball bat. And also these Antifa people, and in fact, they like to use baseball bats that have nails driven into them to really make them effective. So this is pure evil. It's very dangerous. And I think we're all right to think that things are going off the rails when they want to take down all the statues of Columbus and Robert E. Lee and Jefferson. They're going to take down the Jefferson statue at the University of Virginia because of yellow journalism.
Yep.
You know, we think yellow journalism comes, as something new. It took place in the 18th and 19th century, too. And we think there's dirty politics today. Well, there was very dirty politics then. That's where all the claims that Jefferson was sleeping with a slave come from. That was his political opponents saying what they thought it was the worst possible thing. There was, of course, no evidence of that. But it's become official policy, and they're, take down his statue. So very unfortunate.
Where are we headed, Lou? I'm personally very, very concerned. I think America right now is at a crossroads when it comes to our public life, I guess I would have to say. And by our public life, I'm defining that as being a simple experience that I had just a few days ago in Bellingham, Washington, which is supposedly a fairly sophisticated little college town.
Yes, I know it.
If you go into Bellingham and you're wearing a Make America Great Again hat, you're going to get physically accosted.
Yes, and it's true of many towns, of course.
Right, and nothing is going to happen. Bill Elfo, who's going to be on the show here probably next week, who's the sheriff up here, is absolutely, totally, 100% against that. And he said, I'm powerless to do anything because the citizens of Bellingham, for lack of better terms, are just... They're not willing to use common sense, absolutely not willing to use common sense, and they're getting their way because they're in the majority. I guess my question here is this, down to about 2 minutes, but my question is, God, what lies around the corner, Lou?
That's one of the myths of democracy. Nobody ever gives you an argument about why it's okay for the majority to crush the minority. Why is that okay? Why can't we have, in effect, self-government? So it's, again, a myth of democracy, and maybe this is another point he's making. Maybe there are just too many of them or too violent. Absolutely no question about it. On the other hand, there are still many, many great people in this country, whether we call them the deplorables or whatever. And see,
well, I think the proof is good.
Except on the Paris clockwork. He did good there, but otherwise he's been a disaster. So... we just have to see, but I don't think democratic politics, is not the way that we're going to fix this thing. We have to have people acting on their own, homeschooling their children, setting up their own community, being action going on. We can't trust politics is a government program. The Republican Party is a government organization. The Democratic Party is a government organization. Nothing good will ever come out of them. Even though I thought the Trump campaign was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, and I think the people who supported him are still great people. So we just have to see what's ahead. But like you, it's alarming, and especially if you have children, grandchildren, this is not a good place to be raising kids, and especially if you're the wrong race, you're the wrong religion. You have to worry about what's ahead for kids who who are politically incorrect.
Well, I have
in that
to say
way.
That's coming in not only in the public sector, but also as a result of part of the a lot of the actions in the private sector, in the sense that our economy has gotten so skewed out of proportion that it's. I don't know how my kids can afford to buy $500,000 starter homes. It's absolutely crazy. But yet, that's a different subject. Lou, I have to say, I agree with you 100% with what you have a large number of listeners in the Seattle area. Next time they do a Mises Outreach, which is typically held in May, so we've got about a year to go on that one, I would strongly recommend that you attend that. There are a number of like-minded people. Let me change that. Large number of like-minded people who are involved with Mises. It's a great organization. Support it. Click on their banner, which is on our homepage. Going to get Jeff Dice back on the show hopefully next week, and we're going to continue this conversation. Mr. Rockwell, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Final comment on KER Politics. The one thing that I have to say, and I really want to stress at this time, is this particular KER Politics edition has been particularly interesting and particularly fun for me to put together. Both Ivan and then again Lou Rockwell are very, very interesting people, and I have to say that it is a pleasure to have folks like that on the show. Opinionated, yes. Well-informed, certainly. Able to change people's minds to the truth, absolutely 100%. For that reason, I would ask you to do one thing, that is please support the Mises Institute. I mentioned that earlier in the interview with Lou, but I got to tell you, both the Mises Institute and the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity are two of the finest organizations, in my opinion, in this country. See you all again next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.